This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stasio. The UNC Board of Governors has decided the fate of Silent Sam, but that didn't end the controversy. Many in the community have expressed outrage at a new settlement that gives ownership of the statue and $2.5 million to the North Carolina Sons of Confederate Veterans. Many were unaware that the negotiations were even going on between the two groups and were caught off guard by the announcement. Joining us now to talk about Silent Sam is WUNC's Daily News producer, Will Michaels. Welcome back, Will.
Hey, Frank.
Tell us more about this agreement, the terms between UNC and the Sons of Confederate Veterans. Tell us what the terms are.
That's right. Well, mainly the terms include that the UNC system, UNC Chapel Hill as well, are turning over possession of Silent Sam to the Sons of Confederate Veterans. It stipulates that the Sons of Confederate Veterans will not relocate this monument in any of the 14 counties that have a public university in them. And as you said, the kicker is a $2.5 million trust fund that goes toward the care and preservation of this monument. Now, there are some loose restrictions as to how that can be used, but really I think the settlement leaves it fairly open as to what that means. It means the preservation, the care, the transportation of this monument. You will remember that's been held in storage by UNC Chapel Hill since it was torn down by protesters in 2018. It pays for all of those things, but there are some indirect payments or some indirect costs that could be associated with the preservation of that monument, including security for it, for instance. So I've reached out to the UNC system to clarify some of those things. I have not gotten a response.
All right, well, let's talk about the $2.5 million itself. Where's that come from?
Well, it comes from multiple sources, but it really comes from what I understand and has been confirmed by multiple media outlets, that it is coming from the university's endowment and interest that comes from the university's endowment. So the university has a specific amount of money in its endowment in the bank that is gaining interest. It's using $2.5 million of that to put into this trust fund. That money in the past, for instance, has been used if, say, an administrator like a chancellor or a vice chancellor leaves and there is some sort of settlement that needs to be addressed with in those cases.
No, but it is money under state control, under a state controlled by a state institution that's going to the Sons of the Confederate Veterans. And for unspecified purposes, the specified purposes are the maintenance and the transportation. But then there's a leaked correspondence that talks about some other uses this money might be put to, right?
That's right. So stepping back a little bit, I guess, there is a leaked internal letter that has been circulating from the commander of the North Carolina Sons of Confederate Veterans. It was first posted by Durham attorney Greg Doucette. I've obtained a copy of the letter myself, and it goes through what the commander talks about. First of all, it confirms that the Sons of Confederate Veterans and the UNC system have been negotiating for a number of months. I don't know exactly how long, but the letter stipulates that they had been in confidential negotiations for quite some time. They said that as part of the settlement, they had obtained $2.5 million in a dedicated trust. And I'm reading from the letter here that says, quote, "For the perpetual care of Silent Sam and the purchase of land on which to prominently display him, to build a small museum for the public, and to build a comprehensive division headquarters for the benefit of the membership," meaning a headquarters, some sort of brick-and-mortar headquarters for the North Carolina Division of the Sons of Confederate Veterans.
How did they enter the picture? We didn't even know they were part of the picture, and what lawsuit are we talking about?
Good question. The United Daughters of the Confederacy actually was the group that dedicated this statue back in 1913. It stood on campus for more than 100 years before, as I said, protesters tore it down. It turns out that, again, according to this leaked letter that was provided by Greg Doucette, that they, the Sons of Confederate Veterans, had approached the UNC system and UNC Chapel Hill soon after Silent Sam came down in 2018 to see if they could gain possession of it. So they've actually, it appears, been looking to gain possession of this for more than a year. And it's not exactly clear, you know, why they jumped in. I think they might have had just more of an interest in preserving this, perhaps, than the United Daughters of the Confederacy did. And it turns out in the letter that the Sons of Confederate Veterans were willing to find another location for it. It says in the letter from Commander of the Sons of Confederate Veterans, Kevin Stone, that he was told that it was not going to be a possibility to go back up on campus. That was option one. Option two was to find another place for it, and the Sons of Confederate Veterans were willing to find another place for it.
Now, tell us about this lawsuit, because the timeline on this lawsuit is interesting, coming as it did the day before a big holiday, the announcement, of course, that means we want to bury the news. But talk about the timeline. Lawsuit filed, lawsuit settled, all within 7 minutes.
Right. So court documents show that the lawsuit that comes from this settlement, the settlement that comes from this lawsuit, that lawsuit was filed at 11:10 in the morning on November 27th, the same day that the settlement was announced. And the settlement was approved about 10 minutes later. It also shows in court documents, and that has been confirmed by multiple media outlets, that the interim president of the UNC system, Dr. William Roper, signed off on this agreement the day before the settlement and the lawsuit were announced. And the chair of the Board of Governors, Randy Ramsey, actually signed on to it almost a week before it was announced. So, again, what is clear, to sort of summarize all of this, because I know it is a long and winding road, is that the negotiations had been going on for a long time before the lawsuit was even filed, and the settlement obviously was agreed to before the lawsuit was filed.
And the university, the Board of Governors, is saying we wanted to settle this to save us from a messy court battle. The fact is, there are very serious questions about whether the Sons of Confederate Veterans would have any standing, and whether or not this thing could have been thrown out of court quite quickly had they decided to challenge.
That's exactly right. And that actually also comes up in this leaked letter from the commander of the Sons of Confederate Veterans. He says in this letter that he wanted to make it clear in this settlement that the issue of standing would not be addressed in that settlement. In other words, he wanted to make sure that this was not setting a legal precedent that said, well, we have nearly 100 more Confederate monuments in this state. What is to keep a city or a town from simply giving them to the Sons of Confederate Veterans or another group and simply saying, well, they are not public monuments anymore and therefore are not protected by a 2015 state law that protects public monuments? The issue of legal standing, as you say, was not addressed in this settlement, and it appears that Kevin Stone, the commander of the Sons of Confederate Veterans, wanted it made so, that this would be a very special settlement that only applies to Silent Sam.
This is a term of art we should explain when we talk about standing. If you want to file a lawsuit, the court needs to determine whether or not you're the right person to file a lawsuit. Have you been hurt? Can't have everybody filing lawsuits about things they don't like. So the court says, look, is this the right person to bring the suit? And in this case,
Exactly. Very
likely would have been thrown out because the standing wouldn't have been there. You don't have standing in this case, which is interesting because let's move to Pittsburgh for just a second. When the Daughters of the Confederacy wanted to file a lawsuit, it was thrown out for that very reason. They didn't have standing.
Right. And again, this also, I think, points to kind of the different ways that Confederate monuments have been addressed in different cities across the country. In Pittsburgh, in August, Chatham County commissioners said that they were going to they intended to remove the monument that stood in front of Pittsburgh's historic courthouse. And they were doing so because they pointed to a license from the early 1900s when it was dedicated that said, you know, in black and white, that the United Daughters of the Confederacy would remain in care of this monument. They pointed to that, saying that it was not a gift to us. The overarching question is who owns the statue?
Right. Who has the right to move it? Right.
Correct. Yeah. So, and it was determined that the county actually had the right to revoke that license and move it.
Yeah, right. Because and even though the Daughters of the Confederacy gave it to them, they said, now that we own it, you no longer have standing. And it was thrown out of court. So you have the UNC Board of Governors settling a lawsuit that may well have been thrown out of court, and they may possibly not have needed to settle. I know you talked to a number of criticisms about this now, outrage that $2.5 million would go to the Sons of Confederacy. Talk a little bit about some of the complaints that we've heard so far.
Well, in essence, the complaints have mostly been from, and perhaps not surprisingly, from those same student activists, protesters who brought down the statue in 2018. They've essentially called this a funding of white supremacy. Faculty at UNC, and in particular, faculty in the history department at UNC, have been pretty outspoken for years about Silent Sam. They have been mainly complaining from the beginning that they had not been engaged by the administration to put this statue into some proper context, but it goes. I talked to Fitz Brundage, a UNC history professor, who told me that this settlement, he never thought in his wildest dreams that this would be the way that UNC settled this case.
And here's why.
It's certainly a funding of a version of history that is very compatible with white supremacy. The Sons of Confederate Veterans promote a version of 19th century Southern history that glorifies the Confederacy and glorifies the Ku Klux Klan established during Reconstruction to overturn Reconstruction and the end results of the Civil War. So, of course, the Sons of Confederate Veterans will always insist that they're not racist, but their messaging is very compatible with white supremacy.
UNC history professor Fitz Brundage talking about the recent settlement between UNC and the North Carolina Sons of Confederate Veterans with Will Michaels, WNC's Daily News producer. Will, what's the timeline? Do we know anything more about when the statue is going to be moved and possibly where it'll be put?
That's a great question. I've reached out to the UNC system, as I mentioned, and they have not responded to my request for comment. I also reached out to the lawyer who represented the Sons of Confederate Veterans in this settlement. He had no comment. I reached out to the commander of the Sons of Confederate Veterans, and he did not respond. So what we know now is that I'm looking forward really to next Friday, December 13th. That's the next Board of Governors meeting. There's no indication that this is going to come up because really, from a legal standpoint, they can certainly argue that this is a done deal. And that UNC Interim Chancellor Kevin Guskowitz said as much in his statement following the settlement, saying that he was very thankful to the UNC Board of Governors for resolving this matter.
Will Michaels, WNC Daily News producer. Thanks, Will.
Thanks, Frank.
Just ahead, talk about Hollywood's films that aren't Hollywood films, the films Hollywood didn't make on the State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. Please stay with us.